This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. What's up? It's your girl, Chin Weezy. Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chi-Chi, a.k.a. Chin Chin, a.k.a. Chin Weezy the Great. You is now tuned in to another episode of The Lioness Inn. No, I said that, but I gotta say it again. You feel me? I just be rhyming, spit in without trying. All right, how y'all feeling? How's quarantine and chill going? Is it going good? It's going fine, Wally? You having a good time? You want to come tell the people what you've been doing on your quarantine and chill? Sure. Quarantine and chill. Quarantine chill. Okay, my brother is going to step on the mic. He's going to tell y'all how his quarantine's been going. What you been up to?
It's just fine. I've just been doing my schoolwork. It's pretty boring. Yeah. And can't go outside. I usually just go to the park, but now this whole coronavirus business has kept me inside, so... Yeah, just gotta stay inside for a few weeks.
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, I kind of miss going to school because I can actually, like, I don't know, because I actually get to go outside, like, but now I'm just, like, stuck, like, inside.
Didn't you go outside?
Yeah,
one day?
That was, like, last week.
That was last week. That was before we had, like, the official, y'all need to stay in the house. And how are you feeling about homeschool thus far?
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'd rather be in a classroom because, like, it's pretty boring just, being homeschooled. Because, you know, you don't really see your friends because you're at home. And, like, also, I wake up in the morning with, like, 10 Google Classroom notifications.
Like, and that's stressful.
Yeah, like, it's stressful. Like, it's telling you to, like, oh, do this essay. Tomorrow or something like that.
So how have you been managing, though, otherwise? Has it been pretty cool? What have you been doing in the house?
Playing my Xbox. I mean, nothing else to do other than... Well, sometimes I practice my... I have a saxophone I also practice, but yeah.
Do you think you'll be going back to school anytime soon?
Probably next month. I don't know. Because I think there's like 3 cases here, so I don't know. Maybe like a month.
What do you think we need to do in order to just knock this thing out so we can get back to business as usual? What do you think we should do?
Stay inside because you don't want to bring any stuff home. And then also wash your hands is very important.
Okay.
To keep, you know, the stuff, like the germs are spreading.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say to the people? No? Okay, well, thank you, Wally. Wally stopped by. Y'all had to beg him, but he came by. All right, let's cut to commercial. We're going to get right into it.
The Lioness Inn is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you, Wally, for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Your commentary, I love to hear the children's point of view. I'm really excited that he decided to just come on and say hello. How are y'all feeling, though? Seriously, quarantine and chill. Like, I keep saying quarantine. Quarantine and chill. I really hope that everybody is enjoying themselves and enjoying this time to themselves and not worrying too much about... just what's going to happen after. Like, I think that we all just need to live in the moment, chillax, relax, and really enjoy this time. My mom and I were joking about how Be careful what you ask for, okay? A lot of y'all, a lot of us, not me, but y'all been saying, I don't want to go to work. I'm tired of working, okay? But be specific when you're manifesting, okay? That is the lesson, I think, behind this quarantine and chill, is to be very specific when you are manifesting, because you will get what you ask for. It just may not be exactly what you pictured, okay? But I hope that everyone is taking the time to work on their ascension, work on some meditating, work on some projects that you've been meaning to work on, get to know some family members who you are in the house with, catch up on your rest. Like, whatever it is that will make you happiest, I think it's very important that you do that, okay? Now, today what I want to talk to you about is some astrology. I am really developing a passion for new things. Things that I've always kind of been interested in or piqued my interest, but I just never took the time to read about it. And since I've been in school getting my master's, reading and writing and researching for my thesis, which was something I was very interested in, it has really just sparked this interest in reading and researching, period. So anything that I'm interested in, I'm going to delve into it and talk about it. And so that's why I want to talk about astrology today. Now, and there was a previous episode where I spoke of the age of Aquarius, and I talked about how the 2020s, this decade, was going to be a hot spot, okay? If you haven't listened to that, I keep telling y'all, go and listen to that episode, okay? It's very, very important that you listen to this episode so you can kind of see where I'm coming from. Overall, the age of Aquarius is a time of change. It's a time of happening. It's a time of tearing down social structures, and we're really beginning to see that. Now, recently, we went into Aries season. Shout out to all the Aries out there. All right. And Aries is actually a time of, it's the astrological new year. Okay. So not only do we have the spring equinox coming along, okay, which is just like a new time, new energy, fresh energy. I know it comes with pollen and bees and mosquitoes, but I mean, it's just new, fresh, beautiful, sunny energy, right? And to add to that, we're in this Aries new moon. Now, I know that the calendar year begins in January, but the astrological new year begins with Aries season. So actually, Pisces is the end of the zodiac and Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, okay? That's very important to keep in mind. So with this Aries new moon, and this information is according to moonomen.com. I love them. Follow them on Instagram for all things inspirational. They are saying that this Aries new moon is asking us to remember our true value. So like I said, we're going into this spring. We're in the spring season. We're going to this new year, so to speak, new zodiac year. And with the Aries season, it comes new, fresh things. And with those new, fresh things comes this new, fresh idea. But it's actually new in that we're remembering who we are. There was something I saw that said, like, when you, quote, find yourself, unquote, it's not you discovering something, it's you rediscovering you. And so that's what this Aries season is about. It's about rediscovering who we are and what we're really, really worth, especially as it relates to this 3D structure that we live in. And I'm going to break it down for you. So a couple of things are happening during this time, okay? We've got the Aries new moon. We've got the Black Moon Lilith. And the Black Moon Lilith has to deal with the story of Lilith, which was Adam's first wife before Eve. Okay, before Adam and Eve, there was Adam and Lilith. But Lilith left the Garden of Eden. And I'll do another podcast later that deals with the Gnostic books of the Bible, the books that were taken out at the Council of Nicaea. Shout out to Fairy Oracle Tarot on YouTube. She is one that put me on and had me look up this information. But Lilith was the woman who Adam was married to first, but she decided she didn't want to be in the Garden of Eden and play by God and Adam's rules. And so she left. And so because of that, you know, she kind of became this demon of the night. And She was just associated with things that were not the most flattering. But honestly, she is a symbol of repressed emotions and repressed individuality. And so with this Black Moon Lilith, it's encouraging us to deal with these repressed emotions and to come back to our true selves and our true value. Okay? We've also got this Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, I'm calling it Chiron, asteroid, which represents confronting and healing old wounds. So like I said, we're rediscovering ourselves. In order to rediscover yourself, baby, you got to deal with them things that you don't want to deal with, okay? What did Keys to the Kingdom, y'all, I've been raping, I'm sorry to use that word like that, but when I say raping the repeat button when it comes to the gift, okay? Keys to the Kingdom by Tiwa Savage says, to grow from your past, you gotta face it. Grow from your past, gotta face it. Oh, yeah. You're the key to the kingdom. That's the key to your own kingdom. You have to face those things that are just uncomfortable, okay? So the Chiron asteroid represents confronting and healing old wounds. The last time we had this asteroid, there were a couple of times. This was the end, like 1918, 1919, which was like the end of World War One, where we saw the Spanish flu pandemic, like we're seeing now, okay? And yes, Wally, don't... Are you listening? Are you mocking me? He's listening. Okay, I'm glad you're listening. Okay, so the Spanish flu pandemic, and it was also the beginning of the Roaring Twenties. Okay, so we saw the Harlem Renaissance, the Jazz Age, all these different things were happening around that time. The other time we saw this Chiron asteroid in modern times was at the end of the 60s. And what happened at the end of the 60s and throughout the 70s? Okay, civil rights movement. Okay, feminism. Okay, the end of the Vietnam War. So again, you've got these major things happening during this time that's making you confront and heal old wounds. And now is the perfect time to deal with those things as an individual and on a societal level. Okay, so we got this Black Moon Lilith. We got the Chiron asteroid, and then we've got Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn in conjunction in Capricorn. Now, I know that sounds like foolishness. Like, what does that even mean? I know. Sextile, nodes, and all that stuff. I'm learning, okay? But this is something I can't explain to you because the planets are very fascinating to me. Okay, excuse me. Hold on. Okay, so Capricorn, we've got three planets that are in Capricorn. Now, Saturn is only in Capricorn in conjunction with Pluto and Jupiter for a few days before it moves on to Aquarius, and I'll tell you exactly what that means. However, Capricorn, which is where all the planets are located, deals with systems, institutions, rules, regulations, or the collective establishment. Do y'all hear me? Capricorn deals with systems, institutions, regulations, or the collective establishment. So that is like the overarching theme, okay? Now we have Pluto. Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. And Pluto is the planet of transformation and change, okay? This is all about exposing the truth of a situation. So what happened in 2008 that has to do with systems, institutions, rules, regulations? The recession. My nigga OBZ was elected, okay? Huge shift. This is when we saw a lot of racists come out of the woodwork, okay? Racism lay dormant for a long time until Obama was elected, and a lot of people came out of the closet on their racism. And then Trump came and just added more fuel to the fire because these people were already pissed off when Obama got elected, okay? So that's what Pluto has going on. Next. The last time, I'm sorry, we saw Pluto in Capricorn was between 1762 and 1778. This is when the American Revolution was going on. We got the Declaration of Independence, and The Wealth of Nations was written by Adam Smith, and it marked the start of modern economics. So you see how we're dealing with these major systems and institutions and how they're affecting people, and we have the opportunity to change it now. Next, we've got Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and it deals with luck and good fortune. So all of these institutions, all of this change that we're looking for with Pluto and the Black Moon Lilith and the new and Aries and the springtime, all of this stuff, we have a very high chance of being effective in making a change if we're able to mobilize and work together. Okay, like I said, whether it's at an individual level or whether it's on a larger scale, micro or macro. Okay. Lastly, we've got Saturn. Saturn is the planet. He is known as like the paternal figure. He is known as the god of karma. Okay. He teaches us self-discipline, self-control, good boundaries, and a strong work ethic. Saturn is not here to play. Okay, Saturn is not for the faint at heart. Saturn is super duper serious about making sure you get these lessons and we don't have to do this again. That is going to be in Capricorn for a few days. However, on March 23rd, Saturn goes into Aquarius and remains there until March 7th, 2022. Okay, so that is very important to understand. These three planets are in Capricorn for a while, but then Saturn is moving on. And I'm going to tell you why it is important that we understand what Saturn means after this break, baby.
You can follow your host, Chinwey, on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweyYBB. That's C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. And make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at ChinweyCook for the latest updates.
Okay, yes, and make sure you subscribe to my new channel, Angel Tarot Messages, because she is on a world tour. The tarot is in and it's popping. Also, make sure on my Chinwey Cook channel that you check out the new tarot readings that I did for each and every sign. I've gotten some feedback, and I'm just so thrilled and thankful to the heavens and to the angels that I'm able to communicate and resonate with people. It really, really means a lot. Really means a lot, and I appreciate everyone's support. Thank you so, 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 so much. I'm excited for this journey that I am on personally, okay? And I think it has a lot to do with my Saturn return. I'm not gonna flex. So what the heck is a Saturn return, y'all? I'm telling you, I learned stuff about astrology, spirituality, ascension, intuition, every single day, okay? So when I heard about the Saturn return, I was very intrigued. And basically, a Saturn return is an astrological transit that occurs when Saturn, the planet, returns back to the same place in the sky that it occupied the moment you were born, okay? This takes about 27 to 29 and a half years, which makes sense because we all know that in our late 20s, we start to feel that pressure. You got to be married by a certain age. You got to start talking about kids, especially for a woman. By the time you're 30, come on now. Wait, where them babies at, okay? People really start to feel that pressure. You start to become kind of old. You start to kind of question if your career is the right, if that's really the right thing you want to do. They say that there's a lot of divorces around this time because all that fluffy stuff that we was doing in our early 20s really starts to fade away when 30 hits and it's like, boom, okay? We really have to start, as Saturn is the god of karma, quote unquote, we really have to start looking at the things that we have done and sowing those, reaping the harvest of the seeds that we have sown. Okay. And really seeing if this is what we want to do. Now, even though this can be a crazy, crazy time, I saw someone say, I've never had so many uncomfortable transitions happen to me all at one time. I really believe that if you accept this challenge that the Saturn return is posing, and you can look online, just type in Saturn return chart or whatever, the calculator, and you know you can find these calculators anywhere online to figure out when your Saturn return is. Typically around this time, you want to move. You start just having a lot of, it seems like there's a lot happening at one time, right? But I really believe that if you say challenge accepted and you really begin to step into your power and own your authority and make choices that make you feel comfortable, and not because you feel like it's what you're supposed to be doing, but because it's really what you want to do,
then when things are thrown at you, I think that you will fare much better than those who are living lies, if that makes sense. And it's not to be insensitive of things happening, because some things are just out of our control, okay? And they can be stacked on top of one another. However, I will say that when you are genuinely, genuinely happy, and when you are genuinely independent and free of what other people think of you, no matter what curveball is thrown at you, you can get through it because you have that resounding peace of mind at the end of the day. I can attest to this, okay? So I would suggest, and people on the internet would suggest, that during the Saturn return, keep reflecting on every aspect of your life. Think about what makes you happy. Think about what makes you sad. And you need to work towards the things that make you happy and make you feel good, okay? It's about you. It's all about you. And that's important. And it's not selfish to do what makes you happy, okay? Because when you do what makes you happy and you're following your heart, you're actually following your divine God-given path. And that is the least selfish thing that you could do, because that's always going to lead you to serve others. It's always going to lead you to make an impact. And you're pleasing God if that's important to you, seriously. Or not, whatever. I'm just saying, being selfish and doing what makes you happy is never going to be selfish. And the people that try to make you feel that way is because you're not serving them and what they want. And they have their own ego and narcissism and insecurities that they need to deal with, that they're projecting onto you. So don't fall for that crap, okay? And that's what Saturn is here to test you on. Saturn is here to test you and see if you are really ready to step into your power and be the person that you were supposed to be and make the changes that you need to make in order to really be happy. Otherwise, you're going to be 57 when your next Saturn return hits and you're going to be trying to have a midlife crisis or whatever. Because at 30, you got married super quick in a year because somebody said you were supposed to be married, or you had a baby because you felt like that's what you were supposed to do, even though it didn't feel right. Okay? You got to do what feels right. Okay, Saturn is paternal. Saturn is a male. So also, this is a good time, my women, my men, everybody, to deal with those daddy issues. I know these have been coming up a lot for me, okay? I had a dream the other night, and I sat down with my tarot card today and interpreted it all. My. Okay, now's the time to deal with those daddy issues. Face those confronting things. To grow from your past, you gotta face it. That's what this time is all about, all right? You could also experience depression if you're trying to hold on to the things you need to let go of. Saturn is here to shake you up, but in a good way. It's here to help you confront the things that are no longer serving you, and you have to be honest with yourself or you will be depressed. Let it go. You'll be much happier and much freer when you do. It's going to feel like the end of the world, and baby, it's not. It's the beginning of your world. It's the beginning of rediscovery. It's the beginning of re-self-mastery. It's the beginning of uncovering all of those things that we have packed on year after year after year, suppressing who we are, Lilith. It's time to let it go. Let it flow, okay? During this time, authority is important. Anytime you give up your power, you will feel the consequences. You will feel depression, okay? I can attest to this. I'm only 26. I'll be 27 this year. But I really believe I've already, and I don't know what time I was born, okay? So I'm just guesstimating here, going off what feels right to me. And they said my Saturn was in Aquarius, which is this year. And I have been feeling those effects since last summer. Okay? So anytime my authority was questioned by whomever in my life, young or old, I was depressed for X amount of days afterwards. I'm telling you, or weeks or months. It's serious. So you have to step into your authority and not be ashamed to do so, or else you will suffer. Okay? Your ego is going to be stripped and you will suffer. So that's what your Saturn return is all about. Okay? And I wish good luck to everybody going through it. And we can talk about it if you want to. DM me on Twitter or Instagram. We can talk about all this stuff. Okay? Go watch my tarot readings. There might be some stuff in there pertaining to what you're going through, and it might be helpful for you. Okay, I don't know about the sun, moon, rising. I just did the sun signs. I just did what was channeled to me. But if there's anything you want to talk about, or you know, you feel crazy or something, or you just have a question, we can sit down and figure it out together. Okay, if you want me to do a tarot reading or a dream interpretation, email me cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com. Okay, and we can work all that out. If you're really having questions, or you're just feeling lost, or like nobody understands, I am here for you. I'm not just saying that. Okay, my job is to serve, my duty is to serve, and that's what I'm here to do, is to share the information and help people. And so my line is open. Email me, DM me, whatever you need to do, however you feel comfortable. FaceTime me, okay, if we get to that level. You feel me? So without, I don't have anything else to say on that. I just want to get into the Wheezy Wisdom. Hello. Madame Maponya is here to give your Wheezy Wisdom. I am shuffling my tarot cards to see what information the archangels have for you today as far as your wisdom is concerned. I don't have anything off the back. I feel like, sorry, the whole podcast was really, you know, very informative, very inspirational. So I'm seeing if there's any additional messages they have for me to share with you. I hope you have learned something. I hope you are not living in a state of fear. Do not let the propaganda distract you from what is really important. Now is the time to think about what's important to you. We have the Nine of Coins that is about independence. We have the Ace of Stars that is about a new journey, a new spiritual journey, the green light from God to go and do these things you want to. We have the Page of Stars that is calling in this journey. Okay, your angels are here. We have the Ten of Cups in reverse. You must follow your heart. There is somebody out there that is fighting it. You're not following your heart. Okay, you have gotten the information from spirit. They have sent their guides, their angels, the dreams, however you must be communicated with. They have sent it to you in the music, in the songs, in the dances, on the social media. But I feel as though you're not ignoring it. Okay? But when you listen, when you listen to what they have to tell you, I promise you, you will reap the rewards. We have the Nine of Coins here as well. That is speaking about your independence. That is speaking about your freedom. That is speaking about the balance between your home and your work life. Okay, so some of you need to reevaluate the things that are making you happy, the way you are making your money. Maybe it is not working, and spirit has already talked to you and told you and showed you information. They have shown you they are here for you, but you must follow your heart and it will lead you to your rewards. You will be set free. Right now you are trapped. You are trapped because you are not following your heart. You have to follow your heart for independence. You deserve it. The spirits are here twice saying that they support you and yet they have your back. So make sure that you do that. Okay?
All right. Hey. I hope that you enjoyed the line is then today. Hey, I hope you got some useful info. Okay, yeah. Make sure you check out Problems in Paradise. Available on March 24th. That's the new moon. The new moon in Aries. Download on iTunes, YouTube, and everywhere. I'm not rhyming. I don't care. Yeah, I got my natural hair.
Hey, hey. Okay.
Drink your water, eat your veggies, stay safe and stay clean in these streets, cause we need you, my peeps, okay? Yeah, we see y'all, ah.